Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Psalm and chapter 139, and the ushers have notes to go along with the message. This is going to be a unique message. I've only done something like this once in 38 years of preaching here as the pastor of this church, and yet I think it's based on Scripture, and I hope it'll bless your heart in a good way. And nice to have all you guests with us. I see Debbie here from Alaska, and I don't know who else, but I was looking around, and nice to have you with us today. And some are traveling this weekend and week are not here, but glad you could make it. Others are sick, and man, there's a lot of prayer requests these days. David wrote Psalm 139, one of the 73 Psalms that he wrote, and in verse 14 he said, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I mentioned at the beginning of this month I was going to talk a little bit about human anatomy. And what a miracle it is. I got about 75 statements here on these notes. There's a few typos on here that I'll try to correct as we go along. But sorry about that, my mistake. But David, I doubt whether he knew even one of these 75 statements. And yet he said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." With whatever knowledge he had about biology, he probably didn't know any of these things I'm about ready to read to you. I talked to a doctor recently who spent 4 years of studying biology at the University of Buffalo, and then he went on to 3 more years of college where he studied his specialty. And I cannot imagine what he knows compared to what I just put together here as pretty much rudimentary biology or rudimentary anatomy. You'd almost have to get Gray's Book of Anatomy or anything. But I don't know how anybody studies that and doesn't just fall down and worship God, because what we're going to read about was not the work of evolution over millions and millions and millions of years. It was the work of God in one day, the sixth day, when he made mankind. And it says in our verse, David said this, and we ought to just put a whole bunch of exclamation points after this based on what we know because of microscopes and x-rays and all kinds of things, CAT scans and things he did not have available to him. Yet David said 1,000 years before Christ, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Sometimes I think of fearfully, how complex we are and how bad things can go wrong fast. But also how wonderfully we're made, and we'll go down here and read some of these statements here, and I'm going to mix in some scripture from time to time, and of course we got holes punched in them. So I hope you have notebooks and you just put things in notebooks and save them and review them from time to time and help your faith. Now we talked about praise this year. It was one of the great focuses that we had, 4 different focuses, and we invented an acrostic based on the scriptures for praise, and that's the word most, M-O-S-T, M standing for musicians. The Bible says we can praise the Lord with musical instruments, and I want to encourage you to learn a musical instrument or give those lessons to your children as Christmas gifts this year so they can learn and play skillfully for the Lord. O stands for outbursts of joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Once in a while, we ought to come unglued like they will over at the stadium here a few miles away. A few people are going to come unglued over there over something that has no value whatsoever. And we ought to have outbursts of joy. S is for singing. And T stands for thanksgiving. And that's what David's saying here. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet he did not know some of the biology that we know. So I'm going to look at 75 observations of the human body this morning. We'll be here all day doing this. No, I'm going to read these quite quickly. I don't know if I'll even get through them all. But I've only done this once before. That was about 15 years ago. And it's just good to review once in a while and just see how amazing what God did in one single day out of the dust of the earth. God is so great. Number one, an adult human has 36 vertebrae. Those are the bones down your backbone. A child is 33. As a child grows, some of the vertebrae at the bottom of the spine will fuse together, reducing the number to 26. And it's pretty amazing how you and I can move and be flexible and those vertebrae. And by the way, I'll just stick this in here. Let's continue to pray for our brother John Bodick as he will be having surgery on some of his vertebrae December the 13th. And we haven't seen him in about a month, and he's always here. And Brother John's a blessing. Number two, there are approximately 9,000 taste buds on your tongue. They are the quickest healing part of the body. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because we're burning our tongues all the time on tea and coffee, and maybe God knew that. I'm sure he did. And they heal quicker than any part. Number three, the human body contains about 26 feet of intestine. The small intestine is about 21 feet long, and the large intestine about 5 feet long. Now, from pillar to pillar here is about 30 feet, so it's a little shorter than that, but if you unraveled your small and large intestine, it would almost go from pillar to pillar. It's all wrapped up there in your stomach, and it's working constantly, digesting our food. Look at number four and five here about the blood, and by the way, these are not in any order. They're quite disjointed, no pun intended. But the body of an adult contains over 60,000 miles of blood vessels. Strung together end to end, your blood vessels would circle the globe about 2.5 times. That's all your arteries and capillaries and so on and so forth. If they could start pulling them out of you, they would circle the entire earth 2.5 times. And it's a closed system. Which begs the question, which came first, the blood vessels or the blood that was in them? And why? Because some people teach everything evolved and over millions and millions of years, and I'm not quite sure how 60,000 miles of blood vessels inside of our bodies would evolve, be a closed system, and then how would you get the blood in it? Or did the blood come first? Was it just laying there and looking for a place to go? Or how did that work? Or did this amazing system of taking the blood? Now, why is that important? Number five, the adult heart pumps nearly 4,000 gallons of blood each day. The blood in your body passes through your heart approximately every 23 seconds. All the blood in your body. And if you kept track of the amount going through the heart, about 4,000 gallons of blood pumped through your heart each day. Now, Moses, 1,500 years before Christ, wrote in three testimonies, Genesis 9:4, Leviticus 17, verses 11 and 14, and Deuteronomy 12 and verse 23, Moses, by the Holy Ghost, wrote all three of those books. And in those three different books, he made this statement, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. He said that in three different books. Now, when George Washington was sick, they kept taking blood out of him. They said he's got bad blood. And so they kept taking blood out of him. It was called bloodletting. Now that was in the, I think, early 1800s or something. And we've all seen the poles with the red stripes around them. They're called barbershops. The reason there's a red stripe around them is because you could go there and have your bad blood taken out of you. And this went on right through the 1800s and everything. Now we realize, no, when you're sick, you put blood in people. You give them a transfusion. And yet Moses talked about that 1,500 years before Christ. And it's really only been about 100 years or so that science finally has agreed with the Bible that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And you've got to give people blood transfusions. That's an amazing scientific statement by Moses, who was a sheep herder. How do you think he knew that? Well, it's not the words of Moses, it's the words of God. Moses was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the first five books of the Bible, and God knows everything. He knows how he made us. And boy, if man would have just listened and realized, look, we've got to find a way to put blood in people, not take it out. Number six, the eye muscles are the busiest muscles of the body. It is estimated they move about 100,000 times a day. They're pretty busy. Do you ever go like this at the end of the day? Doesn't that feel good? Man, I do that all the time. It's like, that's about the first thing that goes. I mean, just, the eyes just close when you're tired. They just close. They've been working. They have been working. Number seven, your lungs contain about 1,500 miles of airwaves and over 300 million alveoli or air sacs. Every minute you breathe in 13 pints of air. So if you could, again, pull the airways out of your lungs, it would go about halfway across America. Number eight, you're likely to shed 40 pounds of skin in a lifetime. Number nine, at peak performance, your nose can tell the difference between 4,000 and 10,000 smells, and all of them are invisible. Once in a while you run across someone who says, well, I don't believe in anything I can't see. Well, your nose does. And 4,000 to 10,000 smells, odors, fragrances, or whatever, they're all invisible. You can't see any of them. But boy, you hit a skunk or something and you believe. You become a believer in a hurry. I always love this one little verse in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I'll read it, verse 13. It says, the fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. You know why? Because there's vineyards all over this area. And last month, September, October, you go through the Concord grape fields and just open your windows and drive through real slow. And man, is that a nice smell. That's a nice smell. It's right there in the Bible. The nose is a miracle. Whether you like your nose or not, it's a miracle. Now, how do you explain that? I mean, how do you explain those invisible smells and somehow you smell them and instantaneously your brain says, oh, that's grapes. You know, that's a skunk. That's a vanilla candle from Yankee Candle or something like that. Or that's a Thanksgiving dinner. You walk in here Tuesday night, and you should. You're going to say, it must be a Thanksgiving dinner because it's invisible smells. Unlike other body cells, brain cells, number 10, cannot regenerate. Once brain cells are damaged, they are not replaced. So I would strongly encourage you today, do not drink alcohol. And do not use drugs. Say no to those things. It can be very damaging. I know men my age who affected their brains in their youth and have a hard time even getting out a complete sentence because of the damage to the brain. The spinal cord is a thick bundle of nerves which runs down the center of the spine. Nerve signals travel at speeds of more than 300 feet per second, which is a football field. And these all work together, these five. The human brain is 80% water. The optic nerve, which connects the eye to the brain, has about 1.2 million nerve fibers. And there are 31 pairs of spinal nerves that connect the spinal cord to all parts of the body, and they're fashioned in the shape of a paperclip. So the nerves come down the spine, and they look like a paperclip at the end and go back up. And 31 major nerves then branch off each of the vertebrae to every organ, every cell in your body. It's such an amazing network. When I poked my finger the other day and punctured it, I felt that immediately. Because that took nerve cells and went into my backbone and up to my brain, and my brain said, "That hurts." It's fascinating. And because of biology and Gray's Anatomy, all that stuff, we're getting used to this stuff when it's all miraculous. There's no way that came from some primordial soup that was struck by lightning once billions of years ago and then just started to crawl out of there and change into different things. I mean, how do you explain the human brain, 80% water? Let's give somebody 80% water and say, "Here, make a computer out of this." And what a computer it is, the mind. Just look at what man has invented, both good and evil, but what man has invented and women have invented with their minds. Now, the average weight of the male brain, that should say, is 3.2 pounds, which isn't very much. And that runs the whole show. A nerve cell can transmit 1,000 nerve impulses each second. That's a lot, each second. 1,000 nerve impulses from one nerve cell. In 1 square inch of your skin, so if you just drew an ink line on your hand, 1 square inch, that's what we're talking about now, there are 4 yards of nerve fibers, 1,300 nerve cells, and we just read each one of them transmits 1,000 nerve impulses per second, 1,000 sweat glands, that should say, sweat glands, 3 million cells and 3 yards of blood vessels in 1 inch of your skin, 1 square inch. Who thinks this stuff up? It's pretty amazing. God. Except for the brain cells, 50 million of the cells in your body will have died and been replaced with others, all while you have been reading this sentence. Well, I just read that sentence. 50 million cells in your body died and were replaced. Researchers have counted over 500 liver functions. We don't think about our liver much, do we? By the way, you shouldn't drink alcohol. Researchers have counted over 500 million liver functions. The liver is often called the body's chemical factory, and boy, does it work. There are nearly 45 miles of nerves running through our bodies. Nerve messages travel as impulse at speeds of up to 248 miles an hour. There are an estimated 1 billion nerve cells in the human brain. Protect your head. A human heart beats approximately 40 million times per year. We're almost to the end of the year. Now, this next statement should say 400 million times, not billion. That's a mistake. 400 million times in a decade and 2.8 billion times by the age of 70. That's pretty good for a pump that works involuntarily about the size of your fist. I don't know how many of you are 70 years old here or not. But that heart has kept beating 2.8 billion times. And then we wonder sometimes, why did my heart give out? Well, it's really been working. 2.8 billion times that thing has pumped the blood through your body every 23 seconds. To everywhere. The end of all your fingers, end of all your toes, just prick one of them and see if there's blood down there. That heart is working. We ought to praise the Lord for our hearts and quit complaining. Well, I don't understand it. All of a sudden, I got to get some surgery on my arteries or something. Well, yeah, they've been working pretty hard. Pretty miraculous. I think our minds are too small to absorb all of this stuff, but we should try. Over half of the bones in your body are located in your hands and feet. What amazing things people can do with their hands and their feet. But they're just miracles. A human body contains 700 million alveoli or air sacs. My Aunt Dorothy saw a guy drop out of an airplane once when his parachute didn't open. And I remember her saying this to me. She says, you wouldn't believe how high a human body can bounce. Of course, he died, but that's all them air sacs. The adult body contains 5 to 6 quarts of blood. An infant has about 1 quart, and that's circulated so often through the heart, we said, 4,000 gallons a day. About 2/3 of the human body is water. Well, that's a good thing to drink then, isn't it, water? Each cell in your body has an estimated 6 to 8 feet of DNA. You can't even see a cell. And yet you could stretch out of just one cell of your body, my span is 6 feet, 6 to 8 feet of DNA in every single cell. How thin must that be? And complex, by the way. They're still studying DNA, trying to figure out what a miracle that is. And that's in every cell of your body. We'll get to how many cells are in your body in a minute here. The average lifespan for a stomach cell is 2 days. Praise the Lord. We kind of abuse our stomachs, don't we? Maybe he knew that. Your body is always making new ones. Brain cells can live for a lifetime. Capillaries, which are tiny blood vessels, are so small that red blood cells can only travel through them in single file. Yet we've seen earlier how much blood goes through them. Man, that's something else. Research has found that fetuses are able to learn and recognize sounds while in their mother's womb. Now, that's a scientific statement, but you know, there's a Bible verse in Luke chapter number 41 and chapter 1 and verse 41. I'll read for you. And it says this, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Something happened when that baby heard Mary's voice while he, John the Baptist, was still in Elizabeth's womb. Well, we're up to number 34. Guilt may damage your immune system by lowering your immunoglobulin levels, research has found. And here's a verse that might help. And it's in Psalm 32 and verse 1. And as I read this, keep in mind now that the word blessed means happy, amongst other things. It has a very deep meaning, but it means happy. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, who has no guilt. It'll do you good. It'll do your spirit good and your body good to be forgiven. And by the way, to forgive. And just to be free. There's another proverb that says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. And so if you are sick, but you have a good spirit about you, it'll help sustain that infirmity. I believe there's people who literally think themselves sick. There's a name for it too, but I don't know what it's called. Some people just think themselves sick. But if you're happy and you're blessed and you forgive and you are forgiven, oh boy, that'll do your body some good. During a lifetime, your kidneys clean over 1 million gallons of blood. Those two little kidneys in your back. That's why I was having you pray for me this summer. I had that big kidney stone and they had to blast it with shockwave lithotripsy and knocked it into 9 different or 10 or 8 different pieces and passed it quite easily, praise the Lord. But my prayer wasn't so much that the stone would come out of me. My prayer was, please, Lord, don't let them damage my kidneys with this process. And God was good, and I praise him for it. Because your kidneys do a lot for you. And they are cleaning your blood and getting the stuff out of it and getting it into the urine and getting it out of your body. I met two men in the last week, a pastor in Groton, New York. I don't know, Brother Bob, if you know his name, Pastor Hatch or something, Groton. But anyways, he's on dialysis. 3 times a week he has to go in. And then Brother John Niedermeyer's brother, Jim, I forgot his first name, his brother, he's on dialysis 3 times a week. They can't live without machines. That's how important the kidneys are. If they go off 1 week, bye-bye. The kidneys are so important. God made the kidneys. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, David said. When we touch something, we send a message to our brain at about 124 miles an hour. And touch is so amazing. I mean, there's literally mechanics who get used to their wrenches and by feel can tell how much they've torqued a bolt or a nut on a bolt. They really can. And piano players and clarinet players and what you do with your fingers and the touch. It's amazing. God thought of that. The aorta is the largest artery in the body. Its diameter is about the same as a garden hose. The femur, the thigh bone, is the largest bone in the body and the most painful one when broken. The average human head has 100,000 to 125,000 hairs on it. And the Bible says God knows how many hairs are on your head and your head and your head and your head and your head. So every time we shower or comb our hair, he's changing the numbers. He's amazing. I mean, there's no way to explain how great God is. Psalm 40 in verse 12, David said about this, he said, "For innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me." Boy, David said, you know, I got so much sin in my life, I can't even look up. My heart fails me. But he confessed his sin and he was forgiven. The liver is the largest gland and second largest organ in the body. The surface area of the lungs, if you could spread that all out, is about the same size as a tennis court. All the folds and stuff that are in your lungs. Boy, we should thank the Lord if we're breathing well today. The tooth is the only part of the body that cannot repair itself. There are more red blood cells in the body than any other type of cell. All the organs and muscles inside the body rely upon nerve impulses to function. And I'll get to that in a minute here, but there's a biblical picture of that. The nervous system is the master controlling system of your body, and it's controlled from the head. The central nervous system consists of the brain, the spinal cord, and the body's nerve network. And Jesus said in Ephesians 5 and verse 23, that he is the head of the church. The body from the neck down exists for one purpose, and that is to do what the head wants. not to do what it wants, but to do what the head wants. The head sends the signals. And so God invented a human body, which is a visual aid or an object lesson of how the church is supposed to work. And those nerves go down, like my chiropractor said, they all go down, 31 major nerves down the vertebrae, and then out to every organ, every cell in the body. But then at the bottom, he says, they look like a paper clip and they go back up. Praise the Lord, God listens to us. He listens to our hurt. He listens to our pain. And we can communicate with him. The nervous system is a two-way. And God used that as an illustration of how the church should function. We should listen to the head, and the body should move according to what he wants. He's the head. But he also listens to us. The purpose of your muscles is to move your body. The body has over 600 muscles, which account for 40% of your body weight. In your lifetime, and I did the math on this. This is amazing. In your lifetime, your digestive system may handle 50 tons of food. Now you multiply that by 20 or 2,000 pounds and then divide it by the days of your life if you live to be 70 to 80 years of age and see how many pounds of food that is. It's about 3 or 4 pounds a day. That is a lot of food. When was the last time we said, Lord, thank you for our digestive system? Food is an enjoyment that God has given to us. And it's even a sign of intimate fellowship when you break bread with others. And that digestive system is just always working. By the way, give your digestive system a break once a week and fast for a meal. Fast for two meals. Fast for a day if you can every week. Give it a break. You don't work any muscle constantly and never stop. You give it a break. And fasting has so many benefits. According to even Isaiah 58, says it'll benefit you health-wise if you fast. There's times of feasting, Tuesday night, but there's also times of fasting. And they're both in the Bible. About 440 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys each day. Man, those kidneys work. Your kidneys have about 1 million structures that filter out liquids and wastes. Your skin surface is replaced once a month. Doesn't help us look any better, but the average male sweats approximately 2 liters a day. Your body is constantly creating new living tissue. It takes 72 different muscles coordinating by the nervous system to produce speech. So I am working up here. 70, speech is a miracle. Take 72 muscles so that you and I can pronounce words. And yet you can't explain it, and it's invisible. You can't see my voice. The skull is made up of 29 different bones. Your eyes are always the same size from birth, but your nose and ears never stop growing. I don't know if that's good news or bad news for you are born with 300 bones. When you become an adult, you'll have 206. Every human spent about one half of an hour as a single cell. That cell divided until an adult body has approximately 30 trillion cells. Wow. One cell with all that information in it. So that it divided into 30 trillion cells, which make up everything, your face, your eyes, your ears, your nose, everything from one cell, from one cell. Wow. There are about 45 miles of nerves in the skin of a human being. Human blood travels 60,000 miles per day on its journey through the body. The average human will breathe approximately 23,000 times a day. So if you take a breath, just thank the Lord for it. There's three verses down here, or two, Daniel 5 and verse 23, Acts 17, 25. If you look them up, it tells us our breath is in his hands. 23,000 a day. Our breath is in his hands. And someday he's going to flip the switch off. That's it. No more breaths. I don't know if you've ever seen someone take their last breath, but I have. And it's just counting down to that moment. And that's it. No more. Let us thank the Lord for our breath, to be able to breathe in and out. A fetus acquires fingerprints at the age of 3 months. An individual red blood cell takes 60 seconds to travel through the entire body. And remember, sometimes it has to go through vessels single file. 60 seconds, 1 minute. All those miles. The human body is made up of enough blood to fill a 10-gallon tank. So that's about 80 to 90 pounds of water, most of us. The largest cell in the body is the female reproductive cell, the ovum. The left lung is smaller than the right lung to make room for the heart. The largest human organ is the skin, with a surface area of about 25 square feet. The longest muscle in the body is the sartorius, which is in the leg. A sneeze can travel at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour and about 20 feet. So we should cover our noses and sneeze into our... Remember they used to teach us that? I learned to carry one of these in the Army in 75, and I've that's been my mask since 1975. You just have that there when you're going to cough or sneeze. They just taught you that in the military. We use 43 muscles to frown, 17 muscles to smile. The nose filters and humidifies and warms. This is amazing. 500 cubic feet of air each day. It never stops working. I mean, if it's 5 degrees below zero outside and you go like this, by the time that breath goes from here to your lungs, it has been warmed, humidified, and filtered. Otherwise, your lungs would turn to ice. Now, is that a miracle or what? Who thinks of this stuff? What intelligence? I mean, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. David said, and that my soul knoweth right well. And he didn't know probably any of these things we have on this sheet here. But what he knew, he said, this was amazing. Existence, the body. There are 46 chromosomes in every cell in your body. 45 are the same, but one is either XY, male, or XX, female. Therefore, there are 30 trillion XY chromosomes in a man, or 30 trillion XX chromosomes in a female woman that identify you as male or female. Now, it's not difficult. I don't know why our country's confused, except we threw the Bible away about 60 years ago. This stuff is just basic Bible 101. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said in Matthew 19:4, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And there are 300 trillion testimonies in your body that you'd have to deny to teach otherwise. 300 trillion testimonies in any court is going to hold up and say, you're a man. You're a woman. Doesn't matter what you think you are. You're a man. You're a woman. The human eyelid blinks about 4.2 million times a year. Hey, here's an experiment. Go like this for a minute and see how much pain you're in. You try that for a minute and see how much pain you're in. Have we ever thanked the Lord for our eyelids? Just do that for about a minute, and you'll be like looking for eye drops or something. You'll be hurting in about a minute. But your eyelids blink constantly, and then they're designed so that they channel dust and debris down here so it comes out and cleans the eyes constantly. That's just amazing. It takes about 300 muscles working together to take one step. About half of the body's muscles are exercised by walking. And finally, each joint, we got joints everywhere in our fingers and our elbows and our shoulders and hips and feet. Each joint is enclosed in an airtight cavity formed by the synovial membrane. This membrane produces a thick lubricating fluid that greases the cartilage, cushioning the joints. Now, what I just read is rudimentary biology compared to what they teach at the University of Buffalo. But it's enough for me to go home like this saying, wow, I'm a miracle. I don't have to look for miracles. I am one. Not I'm one, but God made me this way. God made you this way. We have to stop complaining and start thanking Him. Yeah, we got aches and pains and we're getting older and everything, but let's stop complaining and let's just say, Lord, You just let my eyes blink 4.2 million times this year, and I never really thought about it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. There's 75 reasons here to thank God. And this is just basic things. And is it any wonder? Now I'll close with this. Is it any wonder that he says to us in Romans chapter number 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's pretty reasonable, isn't it? When you study what God has done in us and for us just to exist, it's just reasonable saying, wow, God, you know, my breaths, my heart beating, the arteries, capillaries, all that, it's just, you know, you do that for me every second. I don't even have to think about any of this. I don't have to think once. Okay, heart, keep beating, keep beating, keep beating. It should be reasonable service. Reasonable. Completely reasonable for every man, woman, boy, or girl to say, God, my body is a miracle. There's no explanation for it. It is so complex, I can't understand it. It's so complex, people can study it for their whole lives and not understand it. You deserve for me to give this back to you and present it to you and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I read these things here and I want to say, you know, 42 years ago I gave up drinking. 42 years ago I quit drugs. And why? Because the miracle. The miracle of the body. We should be good stewards of it and try to get the adequate amount of sleep we should get and try to eat the best foods we can eat and exercise. We know these things. We know these things. But this is a gift, man. Every good gift. But let me close by saying this. It's not eternal, and Jesus did not redeem your body. It's just a tent. It's just a temporary tabernacle that encloses your soul and your spirit, the eternal part of you. And you can take and spend the rest of your life taking care of your body, and you should. But boy, you don't want to neglect your soul because that's eternal. You want to make sure you're saved. You got to be saved. You got to be saved. Got to be saved. That's the eternal part that Jesus came. When we go out witnessing, we go out soul winning. We're not trying to save people's bodies. We're trying to win their souls to Christ. Do you know Christ is your Savior? Have you ever believed and received in Him, received Him as your Savior? Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, I have to admit today, this morning, I didn't know half of what I was talking about, probably more. Lord, this is not my realm, and I don't preach on this but once every 15 years maybe, but still David said, and the word of God says, I will praise thee, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I pray nobody here would be bitter about the way they look, about how tall they are, about how heavy they are, how skinny they are, or wish they were prettier, more handsome. I pray we'd get over all of that. And we would just say, thank you, Lord, for even letting me exist. It's a miracle, the mathematical chances of the male cell meeting the female cell that would happen to have our DNA in it is over 1,000,000 to 1 chance. Just that we exist is a miracle of God. And that we continue, as Paul said on Mars Hill, in him we live and move and have our being. It's because you not only made us, but you sustain us physically. And you can save us spiritually, our souls, if we'll believe. And this morning, if you're here today and you've never received Christ as your Savior, I didn't talk about the gospel this morning, but I just want you to know in closing that Jesus did die upon the cross at a place called Calvary as our substitute, as our sacrifice, when he took all of our sins upon his body and died on the cross. And then he shed his blood to wash away our sins so God could see the blood and not our sin. He could see the blood applied by faith. And that's all it takes, is faith in Christ today to save your soul. And I know I've preached a long time today, but if you are just in the closing moments here of this service, if you'll just call upon the Lord, he promises to save you. And in the quietness of where you're sitting, maybe just pray and say, Lord Jesus, save me from my sins. And believe, and tell him you believe. Tell him, Lord Jesus, I believe. You died on the cross for me. And you were buried and you rose from the grave, and I'm asking you to save me and have mercy on me and give me eternal life. And he said he would save any that call upon him. And if you need more help with that, when we're dismissed in a moment here, I would be glad to talk to you or have somebody else talk to you about eternal life. Let's close by turning in our hymn books. We'll sing just a couple verses of page 611. Then choir, any choir that can come back at 5 tonight for practice. 6 o'clock is our evening service. And the Stovers will be here to tell us about Germany, show us a presentation, preach. It's going to be a great service tonight at 6. But let's think about these, a couple of these verses here. As we close the service, let's stand. Page 611. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless. On the second, take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful. And we'll close with the third. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. Filled with messages for thee. Appreciate you coming. Hope we'll see you tonight at 6. And Tuesday night at 6. Bring your appetite. All right, bring your friends, guests, enemies, whoever you want to bring in here. We'll try to share the gospel with them. Good to have Brother Bob DeWitt with us this morning. Just passing through. If you haven't met him, see him and say hi to him. You are dismissed. Amen.